Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hundreds of students in the Philadelphia area walked out of their classrooms and homes this morning to attend another protest against climate change. Here's KWB's Paul Kurt.
While the crowd wasn't as large as the first climate strike outside City Hall in September, it was equally passionate. And this time, organizers brought along a list of demands.
We are demanding a ban on all new fossil fuel infrastructure in the city of Philadelphia.
They also demanded what they call right to breathe legislation, a cleanup of asbestos-contaminated schools, and an end to the 10-year property tax abatement. For most, if not all, these student protesters, climate change presents an existential threat. Louisa Hansen is a senior at Central High.
When I'm 28 years old, we will be past the point of no return, according to the scientists. Like, that's terrifying to me. Like, I'm about to go to college. I want to go to grad school. I want to be a lawyer. If I go to law school, I'll graduate when I'm 25. And then when I'm 28, we pass the point of no return. It's terrifying, which is why I'm here, because I can't just wallow in my terror. I have to channel it into something hopeful. And this makes me really hopeful.
Unlike the September strike, students were able to avoid penalties from their schools as long as they had their parents' permission to go. At Thomas Paine Plaza, I'm Paul Kurtz, KYW News Radio.